One of the beautiful sayings we have from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he says, لا تكن عبد غيرك وقد جعلك الله حرا. Don't ever be a slave of somebody else when Allah has made you be a free person. Some of the things which might be appealing to us at first glance, if we go and look at the nature of it, it's actually a modern form of slavery. It's a form of addiction. Smartphones can do a lot for us. They can help us in so many ways. But they can also be a source of addiction. Social media can be a source of addiction. Music can be a source of addiction. The entertainment industry can be something that occupies us so much that we forget about what we were all supposed to be about. So my message for our younger audience in particular here is that embrace your identity as an abd of Allah, as a servant of Allah, and understand your potential. Don't sell that for something which is cheap. Don't sell your time and your abilities for something which is way below you and your dignity. You have so much to offer as an individual. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Even if you are able to give life to one soul, it's as if you have done an act for the entirety of humanity. Sometimes we think about the situation right now and we're like, oh, we're so deeply entrenched in the system that pretty much there's no matter what I do, it's not going to make a difference. That's not the way that God does things. The way God does things is that He looks and sees, it's almost like He's looking for an excuse for to take action and to show His mercy and to make things change. But He needs the agents of change. Those who are going to be like our Prophet, they're going to be agents of mercy. What does that mean then? It means that I need to see what I can do as an individual. What do I have to offer? You know, one of the things that's very important is when we know that we have a purpose, which is a greater purpose, that can help us to make decisions in a different way. If we set our sights low, if we think that, oh, my life is just about being a decent person, just involved with my own personal things, whatever like that, then I set my sights low as well. But when I understand I have a greater purpose, then that informs my decision. How am I going to study? I'm not going to take my studies just lightly and just fool around. I'm going to take it seriously because I understand that this is one of the steps that I'm going to take to be able to actually make a change. When it comes to choosing my career, I'm also going to think deeply and reflect upon this. That what is the best way that I can do something to actually help the situation? Not be party to it. At the very least, I want to choose something halal. But beyond that, can I do something else? Maybe it's through the creation of wealth. That's also something which is noble. Maybe even the way that I do my occupation, it can actually be something that can transform the world. I can be responsible for going against the system of barbarism. There's so many areas in which we find that we're falling short in, where we don't have the people who we need to in order to actually make a change. These are things that we need to study. We need to have, maybe we already have them, we need to continue, have more of them, community forums where those who are aware, they pass along this knowledge to those who aren't. I need to be careful about who I take advice from. Sometimes there are those out there who unwillingly or willingly, they actually encourage our youth to not live up to their potential. They say that, oh no, it's okay for you to just, you know, take things easy and just find something which you don't find. If you're finding it challenging, don't take that challenge. Just take the easy route. No. Of course, everyone needs to understand what is it, their strengths, where are their weaknesses. We also want to encourage and say that, look, you have a responsibility. Right? You yourself could be an agent of massive change. You are a Husseini. You have something to offer to the rest of the world. How can you get that potential? Don't sell yourself for anything cheap. So we want to be conscious about how we use our time, how we use our efforts, what decisions we make. Well, we want to be part of a solution. And at the end of our lives, when that person from Yemen or the person from Somalia or any other place, if they were to question us, we can say that, no, I did something. I used my position and the blessings that I was given to actually work towards a greater cause other than myself. And inshallah, this will be something that will be pleasing to the Imam of our time as well. Ajallahu farjahu sharif.